Hey, welcome to Unspoken Logos, a podcast where we have open conversations that you won't hear at a Sunday service. We talk about Christian faith, why we believe what we believe, what we actually believe, hidden truths behind the faith, supernatural encounters, and so much more. If you're a Christian, a non-Christian, an atheist, agnostic, whatever your background or current situation, you're so welcome here. Jesus welcomes us, so we invite you to join us in our weekly conversations. So let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Unspoken Logos. I'm so grateful, so thankful that you guys are here, that you're listening to this episode. And today I just really felt that I wanted to speak on this specific subject, mostly because it's something that I am literally in the midst of, and I am literally figuring it out. I'm walking through it with God right now. And so yesterday the Lord just kind of really put it on my heart that today I should make an episode on this topic, which I think is a really difficult one to speak about, and definitely very real and very current for me as well. So I'm excited to talk about it and just allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me for this conversation that we'll be having. And so today's episode is going to be twofold, kind of. We're kind of going to cover two topics that I think really do go hand in hand. And so the first topic that we're going to talk about and discuss is about disappointment, and specifically disappointment with God. And the second thing is going to be talking about hope, and how can we have hope, how can we have faith in the midst of disappointment, which I think is a very real struggle. And I just want us to be honest, like, I'm so tired now of religion and the religious spirit coming in and not allowing us to have these conversations where Christians will say, you can't be disappointed with God, you can't be angry at God, you can't be this or that, when in reality this is a relationship. And before I kind of experienced, or kind of when I was going into this season of disappointment, because for me it's been a lot of months since I've been walking through this, but the Lord really, I had read Exodus and then I went to read Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and then for some reason I went back to Exodus again, even though I had read it recently. But the Lord brought me there, and I'm only like on the ninth plague, so I'm not very deep in, to be honest. But even before that, I was just reminded in the beginning of how real and raw Moses' and God's relationship was, how they were just honest before one another, and just the honesty and rawness that Moses displays with God, his questions around God, his questions around God's plan and God's goodness, God's choices, and just everything. Like, there's just such a real and raw relationship that you can see, and that's before you get to the point of where they're meeting together as friends for 40 days on Mount Sinai, where Moses is really just encountering the Lord. And so relationships are real, raw, and honest. That's what they need to be in order to be healthy, that we can't pretend. We can't pretend with God. He already knows how we're feeling, what we're thinking. And so he actually wants to meet us in the heart, in the disappointment, in the pain, in the suffering, because if we block that area away from him, then we're never going to grow, and we're never going to get that intimacy, that deeper level of intimacy that having those difficult conversations with God will bring you to. And so that's what we're going to be discussing today. And like I said, the reason that I'm talking about this is because I'm walking through it. I'm walking through it right now. And so maybe I'll give a little bit of context to what that has looked like for me. Like, literally yesterday, I spent from probably like 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. literally just crying to God because of hurt, because of disappointment, because of pain and rejection and all the things. And so, yeah, I guess from October last year was really when I received quite a few words from God. It was during a ministering time of 2 hours and the Lord really spoke to me. And I guess from October until December, I was really praying into some things that the Lord had spoken to me about. And then I kind of remember at some point, I really began to be seriously contending for some of the things God had spoken to me, and decided to put my expectation in God. Because I think for a time before that, I really wasn't. And if I can be practical, I guess like things like praying for my future husband, for my relationship, for my finances, for really the next stage of my life, the next area of my life, you know, marriage, house, home, job, all the things. And so I really said to God, like, I remember having a conversation, I think I was on a prayer walk, and I was like, Lord, I'm ready to put my hope and expectation that you're going to bring these things and that you're going to do exceedingly above anything I could ever ask, think or imagine, and just really standing on a lot of scriptures. And so time went by and we came to the new year, and I just kind of felt the words that I was receiving, things that I was hearing from prophets and ministries, and also just within my spirit, I felt that the new year was going to be almost like a new beginning for me. And I was really excited. I remember telling people, like, I'm excited for the new year. I feel like new things are going to happen for me. There's going to be new opportunities. And I was believing for that 100%. I was believing because the Lord really was speaking to me from October until the new year, just things to do with where I was at, things that he wanted me to start, things that he wanted me to continue in order that he would release other things. And so come January, I was so expectant, I was so hopeful. And the reality is that we're now in April, we're in the middle of April, coming towards the end, and we'll be entering into May. And the honest answer that I can say is that I have not seen anything come to pass. I have not seen any sort of emergence of the seed or anything that I've been praying into. And since January, I feel like there's been things that people have said to me in different areas, and things that have really got my hopes up, that have made me think and believe, okay, God, you're going to answer this prayer, you're coming through, and contending and praying and believing, oh Lord, this is your answer to that prayer, like, you're going to come through. And then it just really just fallen flat on its face. And that's where disappointment has came in for me. It's been putting my hope in something that has not came to pass. And a lot of people will talk about God's timing, which I agree with 100%. God's timing is perfect, but there's also delay that can come in. There's a very real enemy who can hear can see our future more than we can see the destiny and calling upon our life, and can really, the spiritual realm, there's so many laws, there's so many other things that comes into play where the enemy is very much, you're not just going to, what I'm trying to say is, you're not going to get handed your destiny and your calling on a plate, which is what so many believers think. They think that, well, if God said it, he'll do it, which is true, but we have to contend, we have to partner with God, we have to keep moving, we have to keep contending, we have to take the right steps and the right actions. We cannot just sit there and do nothing. We have to, if we hear a word, we need to pray it into existence. We have to partner with God. And so honestly, I was doing all that. I literally was. I was fasting, I was praying, I was contending. And I think that's where the disappointment has came in, probably harder, because I have felt like I've been partnering with God, discerning the times and the seasons, and we're never going to be perfect and we're never going to get it right. But it has definitely opened a door of disappointment. Just things that have happened, rejections after rejections, and honestly not seeing any fruit at all, just no fruit. And what I want to say is this, and I really believe it, I also want to be completely open and transparent, that during this season of deferred hope, there is a verse in Proverbs, I think it is, that says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. And hope deferred makes the heart sick. It is true. I can testify that hope deferred is not good. It is not useful. It just can lead you into a path of disappointment. And if you're not careful, it could lead you into a path of separation from God and all that he has for you and his word and his truth. And for me, that's been very real. I remember at the start of the year, I was struggling a bit mentally as well. Just, I don't know if it was a spiritual attack. I don't know if it was just everything that was kind of going on. I don't know, but I was struggling. And I remember reading God's promises. And I remember just, as I said, it's so important to be real and raw and honest with God, which is what I have been doing since the start of the year, which I believe is why I still stand so strong on his truth and just in relationship with him. But there are days where I read God's word and I say, Lord God, I believe this, but I don't know if I believe it for me. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at, where I want to believe, but there's disbelief. You know, there's a verse in the Bible where the disciples try to cast out a demon out of a father's son and they can't do it. And Jesus comes down after being on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter and John, and he comes down and they explain to him, and the man says, Lord, if you can do anything, then please help us. And the Lord says, if I can do anything, anything is possible to the one who believes. And the man says, I do believe, help my unbelief. And I just resonate deeply with that in this season that I'm walking in, that I do believe the Lord's promises. I do believe that all his words are yes and amen, but I still have disbelief. I have disbelief that the Lord will do that for me in my situation. It's, I think, a common occurrence is that we can have faith for other people, but we can't have faith for ourselves, because we know our relationship with God. We know what we're walking through, and we know the disappointments that we've maybe had as well. And another scripture I want to bring in that the Lord spoke to me a few years ago that I continue to cling on to in terms of disappointment, and it's the story of Mary and Martha when they ask Jesus to come and heal their brother Lazarus, who is sick in Bethany. And Jesus deliberately waits 2 more days and does not go, and by the time he gets there, it's the 4th day that Lazarus has been dead. And I remember just pondering one time over how Mary and Martha must have felt, because it says in the Bible that he loved Lazarus and his sisters, and Jesus wept when he saw the pain and the suffering when he eventually arrived. And there's just such beautiful verses about how when Jesus was arriving, that Martha heard the news that Jesus was coming, and she ran out to him, and she just vented her disappointment but also her hope, and that is how she dealt with the situation. But Mary, who was the one who sat at Jesus's feet, she stayed in the house. And I just see so much pain and suffering from Mary, that when she expected Jesus to come, he didn't show up for her. When she expected Jesus to do the miracles and come through with the faith and the belief that she had that he could heal her brother, that he didn't. And I just felt so much her pain and her reality of disappointment and loss of hope in the situation that her brother was now dead. And it says in the Bible, when you read it so slowly and you take in every word, it is so beautiful. And it says that Martha goes back and says, Mary, the teacher is asking for you. And as soon as she gets that word, as soon as she gets that acknowledgement that Jesus is asking for her, that Jesus wants to see her, that Jesus wants to comfort her, that Jesus wants to heal her wounds and just everything around that, it says that she ran, and she ran to him. And when she did, she knelt at his feet and she said, if you had been here, my brother would have been well. And again, she vents her disappointment in her own way, because her disappointment, her emotions were different to another. And I think that's important to keep in mind, that we all process things differently. We are all walking through different things that can bring disappointment. Disappointment can come in so many different ways and avenues. And so there are two stories that I just pray would bring hope to some people, because what the Lord always teaches me for that story of Mary and Martha is that delay and disappointment is always for a greater purpose. And maybe not necessarily delay, because there's a distinguish maybe between delay. There's a demonic evil spirit of delay, and there's also God's timing, which can maybe seem as delay to us, but obviously it's God's timing, so it's perfect. And so there's always a greater glory awaiting God's work, because he didn't just heal Lazarus when he was sick, he actually raised him from the dead. And that was just amazing. That just gave so much glory to God, and it says that many people believed. And it's just incredible that God will get the glory from our disappointment. As crazy as that might sound, God will get the glory from our disappointment. And I believe that's a word for me, and I believe that that might be a word for other people as well, that God will get the glory through our disappointment, because God has an agenda. And it's not that God's out here to disappoint people, it's that God's ways are higher, and God cares about us, and God loves us so much. But that can be really tough to walk through, and we're not denying that, and that's why it's so important to be honest with God. And the next thing I want to just touch on briefly is the hope deferred, and how when you are walking through disappointment, really the enemy's plan is to get hope to be defeated, and for discouragement to come in, and for your faith to dwindle. And I think it's just important to remember that God does not look at us and say, your faith is so low, and that why, I know in the Bible Jesus does say a lot, you have little faith, but I just think God's kindness and God's mercy, and when you know the Father, you know his heart, and you know his ways, and you know that he's for you and not against you, even when the situation and circumstance seems completely different. And so walking through disappointment that brings lack of hope, what I would say is that something also that I've heard this morning by someone is that speak to your soul, speak to your soul, command your soul, prophesy hope, prophesy faith, command it over yourself when it's not there, because there's always hope for tomorrow. There's always hope because Jesus lives, and if Jesus lives, he's not done yet. He is the God who brings everything to completion. He does not finish. He will not stop the good work that he started in you until it is complete. And so this is the hope. The hope is the word of God. And like I said, sometimes you can read it and think, well, I don't know if I believe that for me, but I'm going to stand on even the smallest bit of faith that I have. You know, I never really kind of understood the whole mustard seed type of faith, because I never really felt like that. I always felt like I had a lot of faith that God would do things. But honestly, in this season, I have felt like I don't even have a mustard seed of faith, that I have only a small fragment left of faith for God, for what he can do. And so I really have just been prophesying over my faith, that my faith will grow. I just keep reading stories of what God has done for another, and even if I don't feel like it or feel that it's true, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to stand on that. I'm going to stand that he is a man of his word. God is a man of his word, and he does not neglect, or he does not forsake us. And so I just encourage you to stand on promises, regardless of what you're feeling, regardless of the lies that are going on in your head, because really when we're in these seasons is when the enemy comes in with his lies so prominently. And so I just want to bless you to have such clarity in your spirit, in your hope, in your faith, and that you would be able to command and prophesy and speak to your soul that faith will arise, that hope will arise, and that your expectation of what God is going to do is going to rise up again. Get some people around you, get them to pray with you, be open and vulnerable. If you are walking through a disappointment, first of all with God, and then with some warriors that you have around you who are going to pray and just speak the gospel to you, speak the gospel of encouragement when you yourself just feel like you can't go on. And so he who started a good work in you is faithful to complete it, and I believe that, and I speak that over you regardless of what you think and what you feel. And so I hope this has blessed you. I hope that you will be encouraged, and I believe that the best is yet to come with your life and your walk with God. Thank you so much for staying tuned and listening to my podcast. If you want to find out more about me and more about what I'm up to, then please check out my social media links in the description of this video. And I can't wait to have you guys for the next podcast.